يا رسول الله وقدوتنا، لن ندع الغرب يدنسنا، لن نرضى أبدا ذلتنا يا رسول الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. وعلى ابنه الصادق امام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام. For the love of امام الصادق please say صلوات. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. For the reappearance of true son of the Prophet Imam Zaman, please say salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وقاسبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم، لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. Please say another salawat all together. I would like to extend my congratulations to all mu'mineen mu'minat for this very auspicious occasion, birth of two Muhammad, birth of two infallible personalities, birth of two chosen ones. One is the father of Ummah, and another is father of a community that is called Ja'fari, followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Both are called Muhammad, as Holy Prophet has described, Awwaluna Muhammad, Akhiruna Muhammad, Awsatuna Muhammad, Kulluna Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I was thinking that our community is going to really celebrate this occasion, because one of the most important celebration should be the day for the birth of father of the Ummah, prophet of the Ummah. We need to introduce this day to our children. But I don't think that our community would like to celebrate that. You know, the celebration itself, it's a sense of thankfulness, being grateful. We are not celebrating as a tradition. As much as we celebrate, it shows our greatness about the personality. Our celebrations show what is inside our hearts. Why it's been said you need to wear best of the dresses, for example. You need to come out with the sense of celebration and celebrate the days. Although, other side, there is a school that is saying that this celebration is a shirk. A few days back, that Mufti of Kufar, or Mufti of Takfiris, he has spoken again. After looking at millions of people celebrating around the world, his heart has burned, and he could not bear. He spoke up, and he said that this celebration is a shirk. So I just was thinking that somebody from Takfiris went on the Day of Judgment, and he started finding the path towards paradise, because they are very keen to go to the paradise. They are thinking every day that when they are going to enter to the paradise, right? And they try to put bombs on their body that they can go sooner than anybody else. You know, this is best way to go to the paradise. That you blast yourself and you'll be in the paradise. So he went to one of the doors, and he saw people there standing over there. They are saying, "Ya Rasulullah." And they said, "Oh my God, mushriks. Mushrikeen, they got together." And he left that door. He said, "I'm going to enter from other door." He goes another door, and he sees that there are people there standing. They are saying, "Ya Ali Padad." And he said, "Oh my God, bid'at, bid'at." And he left the door, he started running around, he found another place, another door of paradise where people are standing and they are saying, "Ya Hussein." And he got fed up. He said, "They are all mushrik." And he went to the angels, he spoke with the angels and said that, "Who has decided about all these mushrikeen that they have to go to paradise?" And he was told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he has decided that they have to go to paradise. He said, "Today Allah has committed shirk as well." You know, for them, everything is shirk. Even celebration is shirk. But what for us? I would like to raise this question. For them it is shirk. For us it is ibadat. It's a part of worship. It is thankfulness, being grateful, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Blessing of Prophet is one of the greatest blessing in this world. He is Habibullah, Najibullah, Safiullah, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Shahid, Mubashir, Nabir, Da'i ilallah, Sirajam Munira. He is Taha, Yasin. This personality has born, and that day our community is just like, you know, celebrating less than even their children's birth. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate. We do not pay attention to that. As much as we will celebrate, it will give a message to ourselves. It is our training. It is our development. When we celebrate, we demonstrate our love with the Prophet, peace be upon him. When we commemorate, at that time also, we demonstrate our love with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Haven't you seen that when you have love with your children, how much you like to do? At least our love with the Prophet, peace be upon him, has to be little more than that. If it's not equal to our children, it has to be little more than that. Our youth, our children, our families, our ladies, they have to come in the center with a love, with a special affection. Their outlook has to be that they are coming in celebration. When they come in community, they have to come with this sense. I hope, inshallah, in the future, we need to really take care of that. Please say salawat. Alhamdulillah, today I've seen that Al-Hadi was winning because Al-Hadi made this whole center today. Our children, if you just visit the school, you would find that they have decorated like it's marriage. It's a marriage ceremony. And all the teachers, they were celebrating today the birth of Prophet, peace be upon him. And dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, our center should, we have inshallah next 2 days. I hope that our board members, brothers, and our community, Azhara committee, they will put their struggle to make next celebration as a real celebration, inshallah. Please say salawat for them. Yes, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have spoken about the Prophet, peace be upon him, by saying qualities of the Prophet, peace be upon him, attributes of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when Allah addresses Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he addresses with such an honor that nobody can have those honors that Allah has the honor for Prophet, peace be upon him. He is honorable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why with his honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Our teachers used to say that in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demonstrated that he is best manager, best administrator. He has shown his qualities of administration. Because in administration, if you like to do everything yourself, you will not be able to do that. You need to delegate. One of the best ways to administrate and manage is delegation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm not doing myself only. In Allah wa malaikatahu. When I like to send salawat, at that time I ask malaika to join with me. And best of the way for management is doing everything practically. You do first and then ask anybody else. You step up first and then ask other people. So Allah stepped up. He said, I send blessings. I send salawat upon the Prophet, peace be upon him. And you also say salawat. And when you like to delegate, at that time you have to delegate in best of the manners. You cannot say, oh, you're a volunteer, you have to do this. Why you don't do this? You know, sometimes when we like to delegate, we do not know how to delegate, how to give job to somebody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is best of the manager. And when he wanted to give this job, at that time he said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. All the believers, he brought them up. He gave them honor. After honoring, he said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. In the verse that I recited in the beginning, where Allah has spoken with the Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya ayyuhal nabi. Only two places where Allah has spoken with the Prophet with the title of Rasul. In whole Quran, there are only two verses where Allah has spoken with the Prophet as a Rasul, messenger. In most of the places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with Prophet, peace be upon him, with the honors. Ya ayyuhan nabi. in Surah Mubarakah Ahzab, he said, "Oh, the one who has news, An-Nabi, who is trustworthy of the news of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna arsalnaka. We have sent down with few qualities. We have sent down." So he was sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was chosen by Allah. But the personality of Prophet, peace be upon him, very first quality, it's been said, Shahidan. You are witness. He is witness of everything. Witness of creation of this world. Witness of Adam being born. Kuntu nabiyan wa Adamu bayna al-ma'i wat-teen. I was the prophet at the time when Adam was between water and soil. I witnessed everything. Shahidan. He is witness of everything. But he is cause for the creation of everything in this world. As we read in Hadith Qisa, Inni ma khalaqtu sama'an mabniya, wala ardan madhiya, wala shamsan mudhi'a, wala qamaran mudhi'a, wala falkan yadur, wala bahran yajri, wala fulkan yasri, illa li ajlika wa muhabbatik. So what it means, celebration of the birth of Prophet, peace be upon him? That means celebration of earth, celebration of the skies, celebration of rivers, celebration of mountains, celebration of the trees, celebration of the mind of people, celebration of human being, celebration of Adam, celebration of Moses, celebration of Ibrahim, celebration of Jesus. This Eid is Eid of all the creatures in this world, because everything is created in the love of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why he is called Maqsood-e-Kainat. We have created everything for you, O Prophet. You are the witness, bear witness. He is witness of every action that is happening in this world. That is why when he was asked what it means, that Shahid, he said, I bear witness of all the actions of human being in the morning, in the evening. I receive the practices of people and a'mal of people every single day. That is Shahid. He is Shahid, how we celebrate. He is Shahid of the day of the birth. He is Shahid of every single day. How we pray, how we fast, how we follow his path. He is our Shahid. Shahid is the one that is going to stand in the court. You know, when you stand in the court, at that time somebody has to come and he has to bear witness. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is Shahid of Ummah, Shahid of human being. So on the day of judgment, his responsibility is going to be very important. He would say and speak in the court about our practices. That is why he is Shafi of Ummah. If somebody is not Shahid, he cannot be Mubashir. After Shahid, it's been said, Mubashiran wa Nadira. You know, if somebody takes responsibility of a country, and if he does not know what is happening in the country, he will not be able to execute in the country. He will not be able to make any laws. He will not be able to give any news to the country. He will not be able to make any projects in the future. He will not be able to analyze on anything in this world. In order to manage a country, it is required that the president of the country has to be updated every time, that he can understand what is going on in the country. If president is kind of person that he does not know what is happening in the country, he cannot be president. He will be taken out, unless if he is President Musharraf or Nawaz Sharif. Right? Because these kind of presidents are not president. They will do not know about themselves rather than knowing about anybody else. In order that Prophet, peace be upon him, can be Mubashir and Nadir, Allah made him Shahid. If you like to give tiring news, good tiring news to the community, you need to be Shahid. You have to be witness. Because you are manager. We sent you as Rasul. We made you as messenger with many responsibilities. In order to fulfill those responsibilities, you need to be witness of everything. Everything, that means whatever it's happening in other universe, whatever it's happening in other planets. You need to know about any creatures. You need to be the one who can speak the language of the stones, who can speak the language of the trees, who can speak with everything in this world. That is how you are going to be Shahid. And then it's been said, Mubashiran wa Nadira. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the quality that has been mentioned certain times first before Allah speaks about Nadir, it's been said Mubashir, giving good tiding news. If somebody starts speaking every day about death, day of judgment, and warning people without giving any good tiding news, oh, people are going to say, oh my God, he always speaks about death. There was a Maulana, he used to speak in England, and in one of the communities, it was tradition that people, they don't speak about anything. Like in our IEC, it's become tradition as well. People, they don't speak. Whatever he says, people, they don't speak. He said that, I have also decided that I'm going to speak only about death. Because people, they don't speak. Regardless, whatever I say, it's better that I have to speak about death than they're going to be silent all the time. Please say salawat. A louder salawat, please. Yes, brothers and sisters, it's important that Basharat has to be given first before Imdar. Because Basharat makes a ground for Imdar. In order to warn the people, one needs to make a ground for that. Make the hearts ready to listen to the Imdar. That's why he's Mubashir. He came with the Basharat. He gave the good tiding news. For Mu'mineen, there is going to be Basharat. There is going to be paradise. He gave the good news to this community that religion of Islam is going to be overwhelming religion. A religion that is going to be successful in this world. He gave good tiding news, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that only believers are going to be prosper in this world. He gave good news, حَيَّا عَلَى الْفَرَاحِ. You know this prayer? Prayer is a step towards success. If you like to achieve success in this world, what is the way to be successful? What is the way to be prosper? Every day we hear that. Hayya alal farah. Come towards prosperity. I was reading one of the statements of Ayatullah Bahjat, may Allah bless his soul. Ayatullah Bahjat says, if anybody likes to make everything that become in discipline in his life, he has to discipline his prayer. And if somebody likes to delay everything, like delay your marriage, delay your rest of the jobs, delay in your tasks, delay in your objectives, then delay in your prayer. But if you like that everything becomes discipline in your life, then you need to discipline your prayers. That is the key for your success. That is why it's been said, Hayya ala al-falah. Prophet brought a religion, that religion of prosperity, a religion of success, a religion that gives hope to the community, not a religion of hopeless people. Those who become hopeless, they are not followers of Prophet, peace be upon him. Followers of Prophet, peace be upon him, are looking in the future, that is a brighter future. See the follower of the Prophet, peace be upon him, our leader today. He says, future is belong to Islam. This century is century of Islam. That is what somebody views from the window. From the window, he can see a success. Because every step of this religion, it's towards prosperity, towards falah. Even prayer, it's step towards falah. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Yes, he gave basharat and opened hearts. He gave basharat that today communities are joining toward Islam. Islam is becoming a popular religion in this world. Not because of me and you. Brothers and sisters, Islam is not becoming popular because me and you. It's becoming popular because of Prophet, peace be upon him. Because of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's becoming popular because of Aba Abdullah. It's becoming popular because of Imam Ja'far and Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Its popularity is because of its guidance, because of its wisdom. Its popularity because it has a logic. It has guidance and logic. It's a rational religion. That is why it's attracting the minds toward itself. And others are in fear. Whatever you see every single day, it's because Islamophobia. They are in fear. What is happening? Why Islam is progressing? We try to suppress that. It's progressing every day. We try to create divisions within them, but they are becoming united. We try to, you know, separate them. They are becoming brothers and sisters. This is something, it's because of Islam. He is Mubashir, but at the same time he is Mundir, warner. And best of the warner is the Prophet, peace be upon him, because he became from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the certificate, Mubashiram wa Nadira. It's been said, Andir, Ashirataka al-Aqrabin. Where you have to start the warning? Don't go outside the community and start with the people, warning the people, but you have to start from the grassroots. Andir ashirataka al-aqrabin. O Prophet, if you like to go, tomorrow you like to be a warner to the community, you need to warn yourself first. You need to warn your family, close loved ones. That is why he used to stand outside his house at the time of prayer, at the time of salat. See how he sets examples. At the time of salat, he stands outside house of Ahlul Bayt Ramussalam and he starts reciting verses of Quran and he calls the people and his family for prayer. It is narrated sometimes in the mornings before Fajr prayer, he used to stand at the house which is called Ahlul Bayt Nabuwwa wa Ma'dinur Risala wa Mukhtalaful Malaika. At this gate, he used to stand and say, "Innama yuridullahu liyudhib ankum ar-rijsa ahl al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Yes, he is mubashir and nadir, warner. He warned not only his family, but he started warning communities. He went out, he called the people, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. He started calling community, and now today, his voice, it's going around the world. Prophet is alive today. He's a living personality. His miracles are alive. You know, one of the things that is very interesting, that all the prophets that they came, into this world, they came with the miracles. One of the significance of any prophet, it's a miracle. If you like to recognize the prophet, then you recognize with various qualities. And one of the quality, that is a miracle. And if you like to understand the rest of prophets were for short while, and Holy Prophet is a living prophet today, how we can understand? See, Moses came in this world with miracles. His miracles were being forsaken. They are part of history today. We can read in Quran that he had a miracle, but we don't find that stick in the hands of anybody that he can make a path in the river. No. That is part of the history that came and went. He could fight with the magicians. Yes, that was true. Sadaqallahu aliyul azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that is right. But that came and went. Today we don't find that somebody can fight with magician as Moses used to fight. Jesus had his miracles in his time. His bayat, his whiteness in his hand. Wherever he puts the hand, he used to give shifa to the people. But today, we don't find that Jesus having this quality. The rest of the prophets, they came with different qualities, different miracles, and those miracles were for the time being. Only for the time when that prophet was alive. But only a prophet, that his miracle is still living miracle, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Yes, his miracle is Quran. A living miracle in the hands of people that is challenging every single day to the humanity that becomes witness that Holy Prophet is alive. He is a living prophet today. He has not died. That is why when we call about the prophet, we don't say Ashhadu kana Rasulullah, that he was prophet of Allah. We say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That he is prophet today. He is prophet today in this world. We still believe him as a prophet. And if he is prophet today, then it is right to call upon him, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. As-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. It is right to believe that we need to celebrate his day, the day of celebration. Another quality of the prophet, peace be upon him, after calling him Nadir, then it's been said, Da'iyan ilallahi bi'idhni. Calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Holy Prophet never called him towards himself. He never called the people towards himself. He called the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted that if love and affection of the people, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take in the hearts of people, the people they can believe in Allah. That was one of the most important concerns of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But whenever he wanted to call, he never stepped before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the personality who never speak without the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That is why Quran says, دَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. When he wanted to call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also he was waiting for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so committed before Allah that Allah called upon him as abd, as a slave, as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the one who waits for the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he likes to name any of the children, he does not like to name unless if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the one of the wahi. He used to wait. That is why children, names of the children of Prophet peace be upon him, are being named by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Name of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. It's not given by any human being. That is a name that was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the name that Prophet already had called before the birth of Imam Jafar Sadiq. He was named with this name. So brothers and sisters, da'iyan ila Allah. But this da'wat, it can happen if somebody is shahid, if somebody is mubashir, if somebody is nadir. If somebody does not have those qualities, he cannot invite the people. He's not going to be able to do da'wah. What is the most important quality of somebody who likes to do da'wah? You know, many of our brothers and sisters, they become interested in this. They would like to go for da'wah. How we can go for da'wah? We need to have those qualities. First, we need to be aware of circumstances where we are giving da'wah. We need to know that community. What kind of people they are. What their community is. What are their problems, difficulties. We need to know about that. If somebody does not know, he will not be able to go and do right da'wah. Then when they like to do da'wah, they have to do tabshir first before they do imdad. They have to give good tidings news. Islam, it's best of the religion. Islam is having a system. Islam is a religion that is making a family bond. This is a religion of friendship. This is a religion of brotherhood. This is a religion that in this world and hereafter it gives the news of prosperity. These are good tidings news. Somebody needs to learn about that. And then nadir, warning people. If you do not follow Islam, then you will stay misguided. You will have family system broken. You will not have that happiness, satisfaction. You go around the world, but you will not find that happiness anywhere. But only the happiness is in Islam. Allah, bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Please say salawat. Da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi was-sirajan munira. Enlightened candle. Holy Prophet peace be upon him is enlightened candle. He is nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His nur was created before everything, as he said about his nur himself. Awwal ma khalaqa Allah nuri. In this world, awwal was not existing, but my nur was existing. Beginning was not existing, but my nur was existing. Before anything in this world, the nur of Prophet, peace be upon him, sirajam munira. He is enlightened candle. If anybody likes to take guidance, then he needs to go towards Prophet, peace be upon him. That is why sometimes when Aimma alayhi wasalam, they translate those verses of Quran where it's been sworn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Aimma alayhi wasalam, in their interpretation, they say, الشَّمْس is Prophet, peace be upon him. Because of his nur, everything becomes enlightened. And then it becomes wal qamar ida talaha. That qamar is nur of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. that through the light of Prophet, peace be upon him, this Qamar, it becomes enlightened. Oh, brothers and sisters, our sixth Imam, when he speaks about his grandfather, he says few of the qualities of Prophet, peace be upon him. As today we are celebrating the birth of our sixth Imam as well, I would like to say hadith of sixth Imam about his grandfather. He says, my grandfather, whenever he used to receive any blessing, he used to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Whenever he was in any difficulty, at that time also he used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. See the quality of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That when you receive blessings, then also say thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whenever you have any difficulty, any misfortune, then you need to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. In all circumstances. When he used to go on any height, let's say for hiking on the mountain, in the past there was some news that leader is going for hiking. It's not only leader, but leader of the leaders, teacher of the teachers, father of Aimma alayhimus salam, Prophet peace be upon him, used to go for hiking. Isn't that right? He used to go for hiking. For 40 years of his life, he used to go to the cave of Hira. That today, young people, when they like to go on that mountain, top of that mountain, they become tired. But he used to go for 40 years of his life. So this hiking is not only from leader, but that is from his father. Father of Aimma alayhi salam, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam says when he used to go on the top of any height, at that time he used to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. There is no height in this world, but he is higher than every height. Whenever he used to go to the lower places, at that time he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he used to see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he used to glorify. That is why when he wanted to give gift to his daughter, one of the precious gifts, when she asked from the Prophet peace be upon him, he gave a gift that was tasbih. See the gift of Prophet peace be upon him. Our sixth Imam says that when daughter of the Prophet peace be upon him, who was the most beloved daughter of the Prophet, when she asked from the Prophet if there was any better worship than the tasbih, then Prophet would have given that better worship to Hazrat Sayyida Salamullah Alayha. But it seems that other than tasbih, there is no better worship in this world. That is why tasbih becomes the precious worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his tiredness is going to be removed when he says Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. He taught a religion that today when we finish our eating, then we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Whatever we do, all the action that we do, brothers and sisters, all sunan that we have in our life, where they belong to. All the sunan in our life are belong to the Prophet peace be upon him. Wherever you practice any sunnah, at that time you need to thank Prophet peace be upon him. Ya Rasulullah, you are my teacher. You gave me many things. That today I am living. I am a human being. I follow your path that I can see and lighten my house. I follow your path that blessing becomes in my sustenance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us best of the celebration on the day of birth of Prophet peace be upon him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide prosperity under the leadership of the Prophet peace be upon him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah install love of the Prophet in our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep us from the followers of the Prophet peace be upon him. May Allah give us opportunity that in every step in our life we can follow the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah install love of A'imma alayhim as-salam and especially love of Imam al-Sadiq in our hearts. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah raise us on the day of judgment with the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah make our places in the neighborhood of the Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah provide shifa'at of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So let us say all together at the end, and three times, Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. And now for the reappearance of Imam Zaman, let us recite Dua Faraj all together. Please stand up and let us recite Dua Faraj and then we can leave.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
يا رسول الله وقدوتنا لن ندع الغرب يدنسنا لن نرضى أبدا ذلتنا يا رسول الله يا رسول الله.